The naturalist John Muir is often called the father of America's national parks. Muir, who died in 1914, was known for his passionate writings about his long treks into nature, especially in California's Sierra Nevada mountains. Those writings stirred politicians, such as President Theodore Roosevelt, to protect large areas of natural beauty. But Muir himself shied away from politics, that is, until now. As NPR's Andy Bowers reports, a man who has played Muir on stage for decades has just become a California county supervisor, representing Muir's beloved Yosemite Valley.
62-year-old actor Lee Stetson is not John Muir, of course, but the voters of Central California's Mariposa County might be excused for forgetting that. Stetson, with his long, unruly gray beard, has been a fixture in Yosemite for 20 years. In his one-man stage show, which he's taken all over the world, Stetson brings to life the words of his hero, the Scottish-born Muir.
Well, what a grand gathering of wilderness lovers have we here. Well, now, such a gathering should bring forth any lively spirit hereabouts, eh?
So when the voters of Mariposa County's 1st District recently elected Stetson as their representative, did they confuse him with the man he plays? That may not really matter, since Stetson says politically there's not much difference between the two.
Mr. Muir and I have no serious disagreements, never have had. But clearly, although Muir and I have had few disagreements, he himself was disenchanted with the political life.
Stetson is a lifetime member of the Sierra Club, which Muir founded. Stetson also opposes the Hetch Hetchy Reservoir, which Muir fought at the end of his life. Hetch Hetchy is a Sierra Valley that Muir thought to be as beautiful as nearby Yosemite. But Muir lost his battle, and Hetch Hetchy was flooded to create a reservoir for San Francisco. Stetson and other environmentalists still hope the valley can be restored someday. But of more immediate concern to Mariposa County is pressure for development and the conflict between preserving open space and private property rights. Stetson looks to Muir for guidance on the issue.
As Mr. Muir would tell us, whenever you try to pick out anything by itself, you find it hitched to everything else in the universe. And I think a lot of property owners must understand that their boundaries are significant to every other boundary, and that on occasion, the tension between property rights and the common good has to get resolved in relation to the common good.
You can already hear that county supervisors' meetings may suddenly get more entertaining with Muir's Scottish brogue punctuating debate. But these Sierra foothill areas tend to be conservative, and most of Stetson's fellow supervisors are property rights advocates.
I'd have to be honest and say that I'm not a real fan of John Muir.
Supervisor Doug Balmain is referring to the real Muir, not his new colleague with whom he hopes to find some common ground. Balmain, who comes from a timber family, has spent his life in the Sierra Nevada.
And so my love is the Sierras. And I don't think John Muir appreciated the Sierras any more than I do.
And Balmain's idea of how to make use of the area's resources is different from what he sees as the extremism of the Sierra Club.
Protecting the environment and good management would be my position, not make an exclusive, lock-it-up wilderness area.
Americans have shown numerous times that they feel actors can make good politicians. But in Lee Stetson's case, how much did his role as John Muir play in his election? Certainly some Mariposa residents, like Dirk Ellis, were attracted to Stetson's famously woodsy alter ego.
The guy was a little bit different, John Muir was. You know, he'd sit up in the trees in storms and do it. I liked him. I'm a little bit different myself.
Lee Stetson knows some people may have voted for the Muir image, but he also feels other voters knew him as a neighbor and actor and thought he was good at what he does.
I sort of wish that had I done Hitler or Winnie the Pooh, had I done them well and was well known for having done them, I might have found as much acceptance as a role player.
Lee Stetson plans to cut back on his performances as John Muir while in office. After all, he says, representing Muir's favorite part of the world is a full-time job. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Mariposa, California.